Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX, now playing, and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome to the program. It's hour one on this Wednesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show, the day before the start of the Masters. Bubba Watson, who's got two green jackets. Actually, he's won two, but you only get one. Bubba will join us a little bit later on. Scott Drew, the head coach of the Baylor Bears, national champs, he'll join us. Brandel Chambly, the golf analyst for Golf Channel, will join us to talk about Bryson DeChambeau. Is he going to be able to drive the first green? I've played Augusta, and that first tee, and you are going to drive that green? Sure, why not? If you're swinging a club head 150 miles per hour, that's so much faster than the next fastest on tour, which is probably Dustin Johnson. But that first hole is 445 yards or so. But I was watching him on the practice range, and that swing was as hard as he could possibly swing. When other golfers are standing and watching you hit golf balls on the range, which isn't very exciting because that's what they do all their lives. You had Vijay Singh, who, by the way, has hit more golf balls than any other golfer that I know. He is the first on the range and the last to leave the range. But he's standing there watching Bryson DeChambeau swing 150 miles per hour. So we'll talk to Brandel Chambly about the fascination with Bryson DeChambeau coming up. Yes, Pauline?
The first, you know, every hole, you know this, but every hole at Augusta has its own name.
Yeah.
The first hole is Tee Olive. And the whole story says it's a slight dogleg to the right that plays uphill. Yeah. Drives make cuts left. The hole requires a precise second shot to an undulating green.
Yeah, they're always undulating greens at Augusta.
Second shot.
Yes. But we'll talk to Brandel Chambly coming up in a little bit. If you'd like to get in touch with the program, you can a variety of ways. We got T-shirts there. We've got some inventory left over from some T-shirts that we didn't think we would be able to still have up on the website. Wink, wink. If you would like to go and get those T-shirts, you can. While supplies last, we're having a cease and desist sale again. We did this with Tampa Bay, and we're doing this with another shirt that looks green. You can go to the website, and while you're there, make sure you sign up for the newsletter. Also, check out Penny's Bang Biscuits for sale on danpatrick.com. Great reaction to it. And these things are so good, Tyler, the moderator, eats them as a snack. I'm not advising you to, but they're that good. But Penny, who is the house dog a stray rescued by the East Coast Canine Rescue Organization. And proceeds from this are going to go to some of our handpicked partners in the pet industry. So it's a great gesture there. Very proud to be able to be part of that. We say good morning to our TV partner, Peacock, and also our radio affiliates around the country, including that formidable Fox Sports Radio lineup. A report came out yesterday. The Falcons are open for business, trading that number 4 pick overall in the draft. And like any draft report, you kind of have to take it with a grain of salt, because I'm not trusting NFL executives at any time of the year, especially leading up to the draft, because they have no incentive to be honest. They want to be deceptive a little bit here. And other teams know that somebody's going to probably try to move up, as the 49ers did. But if teams know what the Lions are going to do at 7, then they can decide if they want to jump them to get that player. Some teams are better at keeping secrets. You know, the Jags kept it completely quiet that they liked Blake Bortles with the number 3 overall pick. That was back in 2014. What a fascinating night that was, where the Jags are on the clock and everybody thinks it could be Johnny Manziel. They didn't even interview. They didn't even bring Blake Bortles to the facility in Jacksonville. Turns out they didn't need to hold that one close to the vest, but a fascinating game that goes on during the days and weeks leading up to the draft. Maybe word gets out from an agent who's trying to advocate for his client, or a college coach is putting something out there, and all of it adds up to a lot of intrigue. But after all, if we knew who the teams were taking, we wouldn't have mock drafts. That would be a devastating blow to a lot of people in the business. Yes, McLovin?
I feel like this is going to be an easy year to mock draft when you get closer, because, and I have no idea what's happening at 3. You say it's not 100% decided, but everyone's going to go Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, Mac Jones. It doesn't take any inside knowledge to write a perfect top 3 of your mock draft.
Well, okay, you got a head start, but after that, then what happens?
Well, usually, if you get 8 in a mock draft, that's a good mock draft. So you're given 3 layups here. Usually that doesn't happen.
I just want to know, of the players that you think will be drafted in the first round, how many of those players will be drafted in the first round? I don't know, the order, because all it takes is, one squirrely executive to go, and we're going to take Mitchell Trubisky. What? Then all of a sudden your mock drafts are mocked. But if you have first round talent, that's what I'm curious about. And if somebody falls out of the first round, then that's where I take note. Because what happened? Somebody overrated this person. Somebody underrated this person. Somebody jumps up. Somebody falls. I just want to see how many first round picks you get right. Doesn't have to be the order. Now, here's something to consider. We know what Jacksonville's doing. We think we know what the Jets are doing with Zach Wilson. Then you have the Niners. I guess it's going to be Mac Jones, from 4 different sources who've told me. But then, one of the sources said it still feels like Trey Lance is there on the board for them to at least consider, or they're considering Trey Lance. Then you have the Falcons. Are the Falcons going to take Trey Lance? Could the Falcons trade out of this? It feels like the Falcons, once you knew that you couldn't go up and get 3, now you got 4. Now 4 is there on the board for somebody to go up and get. Do you really like Trey Lance? Do you really like Justin Fields? Or do you like Kyle Pitts, the tight end out of Florida? Do you like Ja'Marr Chase, the wide receiver out of LSU? Those are some of the questions that you have. Penei Sewell out of Oregon. How much do you like him? Do you go up and get him? Rashawn Slater, he's a tackle out of Northwestern. These are the guys being discussed. What if this happens? Let's say Falcons don't trade. They stay. They either draft Kyle Pitts or they take Trey Lance. Then the Bengals are there. Bengals don't need a quarterback. The Dolphins are 6th. Could the Dolphins actually trade the 6th pick? So they've already traded down. They were at 12, then they went to 6. Could they trade and get a little bit more? Let's say Justin Fields is there, and Denver wants to go get Justin Fields, or throw out another team, or Trey Lance is there. Like the Dolphins, I wouldn't rule out trying to make another deal. Do I think Atlanta's going to make a deal? I have no idea. Because now it comes down to, do we do something for Matt Ryan, or do we do something when we move on from Matt Ryan? That's what it feels like. But if you said that I could have Kyle Pitts in Atlanta, you know, the problem with Atlanta is their defense. It's always been their defense. You're not really addressing. So do I want to take the fourth best quarterback? That's what it comes down to me with Atlanta. If I'm going to replace Matt Ryan, like, you know, same thing with the Packers. Is Jordan Love the best quarterback out of that draft? And the answer is no. But you're going to replace Aaron Rodgers eventually with Jordan Love. Or at least that's the game plan. So you don't even get the first or second or third best quarterback, at least by most analysts. So that's the curious part of all of this is, if I'm going to get somebody, am I getting the guy that I truly want? Not, well, we got the fourth best quarterback. Now, maybe Trey Lance proves to be better than everybody here. But that would be my logic, my thinking here if I'm Atlanta. I don't want the fourth best quarterback. I'd rather have the best player at that position. And if that player is Kyle Pitts, then that's who I take. That's what I think is the most important part of this. Matt Ryan's going to be 36 next year. Hasn't made the Pro Bowl since 2016. Last three seasons, they've won 18 total games. No playoff appearances. He makes $36 million. Atlanta can get out of the contract after next season. That makes it easy decision for me. If I feel like Justin Fields or Trey Lance is the guy that I want, I got no pressure to start him. We're not going to be factoring in the NFC South. Get your guy if you truly feel it's your guy. And then the Bengals, maybe the Bengals trade out of that pick. Maybe they trade down. Maybe they could get who they want, you know, a little bit later on at 9. Maybe Denver wants to move up. There's it's a chess match. Sometimes it's checkers, sometimes it's chess. But, you know, you're trying to figure out what these teams are going to do, and most of these teams aren't telling anybody. Yeah, Paul.
The Falcons, though, they may be thinking, we're not usually in the top five. They don't usually have top five draft picks. They're always in the middle, or they're a pretty good team. The last time they had a top five draft pick, they had the third pick in the 08 draft, and they took Matt Ryan.
Yeah. This program brought to you by Simply Safe. If you're worried about a break-in at your home, you don't have to worry about that ever again. 30 minutes or less, you set it up, you order it, no technician, no electrician. Go to simplysafedan.com today, customize your system, and you get a free security camera in the process here. I also started looking back on what Jacksonville did. Remember, Jacksonville won its first game of the season, beat Indianapolis. And then we thought, okay, wow, that didn't expect them to do that. You want to get Trevor Lawrence? That's not a good start. Then they lost in week two on a field goal at the buzzer to Tennessee by 3. So conceivably, they could have won two games to start the season. After the first win, they lost 15 consecutive games. After week 8, that was their bye week, they benched Gardner Minshew. In the final 8 weeks, they lost a pair of games by 2 points and lost to Minnesota in overtime. They could have easily won 5 games last year. I think they benching Gardner Minshew just to ensure that they weren't going to screw this up, because it's like the Jets. You know, the Jets won back-to-back games, and you know, so they're cruising. Like, the Jets are not going to screw this. Then the Jets did something Jetsian. They won back-to-back games.
They lost by winning.
They did. They had a brutal victory against the Rams and the brutal victory against the Browns. And you're going, what are you thinking? Well, Sam Darnold knows that if he wins, that lessens the chances of them taking a quarterback. The more he wins, the more he's able to have some job security. And then you had Adam Gase, the head coach. He's trying to win to keep his job. Yes, McLovin.
And the teams that they were vying with, the Texans didn't have their own pick, so they were playing hard. And the Bengals had a quarterback, so they were playing hard. So it's all incentive, right, to get that top pick.
Yeah. But it's that tenuous that Jacksonville, and then Urban Meyer is not taking the Jacksonville job if that team won 5 games last year. It's, in my opinion, there's no way. He took that job because he's getting Trevor Lawrence. Plain and simple. It's not like he was going to go, hey, you know what? That Zach Wilson guy, BYU, looks pretty good. Maybe I'll come out of retirement and coach him. He got Trevor Lawrence, and that's why he's coaching in the NFL. Yeah, Paul.
Dan, prepare for a debunking because, you know, the Jacksonville Jaguars, by losing all those games last year, they made their franchise better. Is that fair? By giving Trevor Lawrence?
Yeah.
Here, hit it, Seton.
You can lose it in September, but you can't win it.
Okay. That's Trent Dilfer.
Remember, he has the classic line, you cannot lose games in the NFL and still win.
Hmm.
The Jacksonville Jaguars did it.
Well, maybe I'm on Trent Dilfer's side on this, that they lost, therefore they won.
He's finally proven right.
Yes. The Jets started out 0-13, then they beat the Rams, then they beat the Browns. The Rams' win cost them Trevor Lawrence. Remember when Greg Williams, the defensive coordinator for the Jets, had the all-out blitz against the Raiders, and you left a rookie on an island, and he got burned, and they lost in dramatic fashion. I don't know if Greg Williams was trying to help the Jets, but at the time, we thought he helped the Jets. Yes, McLovin.
If they'd gotten Trevor Lawrence, they'd build a statue of Greg Williams outside the stadium.
Well, he wouldn't be there.
Or if Zach Wilson is Aaron Rodgers, he's going to go down in the Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
So wild.
Yeah, I know.
You cannot lose games in the NFL and still win.
Oh, so I disagree because you can lose games and still win in the NFL.
Right.
Yeah, I disagree with Trent Dilfer. Yes, yes.
You cannot lose games in the NFL and still win.
Thoroughly been debunked.
Yes. By Jacksonville and Urban Meyer.
And they are winning.
Any excuse to bring that back?
Yes, McLovin.
You might even say that there was a process.
No, we're not doing process. That's only for your 76ers.
Thought I could pigeonhole it in there.
No, we're not doing that.
It's worked out so well.
Oh, I know. But I think now the drama starts at 4. I a little bit with 3. I know everybody says Mac Jones. And, you know, once I hear it, I'll believe it. But the drama might be at 4 if somebody wants to go up and get their quarterback. Or does Atlanta stay and get its quarterback? And then do the Bengals take an offensive lineman or do they take a wide receiver or do they take a tight end? You know, so there's a little bit of intrigue there. But you know what's going to happen on the NFL draft? You know, it takes forever, the first round. It's like 4 hours. But those first 2 picks, we know what it is, but then you have to act like, well, we think that Jacksonville's going to take Trevor Lawrence. The pick is in and the Jags take Trevor Lawrence. And then we're going to be on the clock for 15 minutes with the Jets, with Zach Wilson. We'll run down all the quarterbacks they've had. You'll have the deal from Sam Darnold going to Carolina. We need a trade. Yes, McLovin.
I was looking at the last 2 number 4 picks. That's where mock drafts go completely sideways. Last year it was Andrew Thomas, the left tackle out of Georgia to the Giants, who was like the 8th rated left.
I know.
He wasn't the top rated left tackle. And then the year before, do you remember Cleland Farrell out of Clemson went number 4 to Mike Mayock on the Raiders, and he was in mock drafts much lower. I don't know what people really thought of him, but that seems surprising.
All it takes is one. It just takes one guy to fall in love with somebody. Yeah, Paulie.
I like when they show like big, huge draft parties and people are drinking. There's a big screen TV and over the loudspeaker goes, the New York Giants have taken Andrew Thomas, tackle, Georgia. And everyone goes, you know, because no one goes crazy and runs around with their legs up doing a high step when you draft a tackle. Even though it's a good move, those draft parties never go crazy on a tackle pick.
Yeah, McLum.
I was also wondering, mock drafters tend to put receivers higher than they actually go because it sells.
Yeah.
Are these left tackles going much higher? Because like, you see a lot of like Jamar Chase, Jalen Waddle, Devontae Smith, all these guys we know. And then like CeeDee Lamb falls to 18 last year. You know, it's like, I feel like mock drafters like skill positions.
Do you know how many tackles were taken in the first 13 picks last year? I think 4. 1 wide receiver in the first 13, 4 tackles.
And that receiver was 12, right? Stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day.
Here comes that what? Stat of the day. There's nothing more of a buzzkill than drafting a center. You know, when you.
No offense.
You say, but those are the guys who play for 10 years. Or longer. It's like, oh, yeah, they took a center back then. You know, I don't know how many Jim Ottos there are out there, but sometimes you get that center and you go, all right, but you don't, it's not celebration time. Yeah, Paul.
Your Saints took Cesar Ruiz out of Michigan last year at center, number 21.
Oh, yeah.
Stabilizing the line.
Yes, Todd.
Can they do something from a merchandise standpoint where make it like discounted prices on some offensive line jerseys? Just something to get them out there, get the kids wearing some offensive lineman jerseys.
Yeah, I don't know how many times you see somebody with an offensive lineman jersey.
$29.99 instead of $136 or whatever for
like,
the wide
like
receiver.
Tristan Wirst. I don't know how many Buccaneer fans are wearing that. Or Mekhi Becton with the Jets. Like, I'm trying to think. Maybe you'll see a defensive player, like an impact defensive player, but I can't remember seeing too many offensive lineman jerseys. Unless it's a really big guy, and then it looks okay on a really big guy. Yeah, McLevin.
I feel like Bengals fans wear Munoz. I imagine that I've seen that one before. That's the one guy. Yeah. The only guy.
Well, he's Hall of Famer.
Yeah, nobody wears an Ogden jersey. Well, maybe Ogden with the Ravens?
No, there are too many other players in the Ravens.
Orlando Pace?
Munoz is probably the marquee guy out of the Bengals. You know, he had Boomer Esiason, Kenny Anderson, Chris Collinsworth. But, yeah, if you're thinking about who's the face of the franchise, it's probably Anthony Munoz because he's a Hall of Famer. Yeah, Todd.
And part of it's probably celebrating what your guy did. If you're wearing the quarterback who threw the pass or the running back or the wide receiver, it looks more normal when you're celebrating something your guy did. When someone makes a nice block and you're jumping up and down with your offensive tackle jersey, it looks kind of weird.
Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
We'll take a break. We'll come up with a poll question here. Got a play of the day, stat of the day, all of that coming up. Just getting started on this Wednesday, 21 after the hour, Dan Patrick Show. We face it, and it's inevitable. We can't beat it, but we can hold it off. That's age. How do you feel today? You ready to attack the day? You feel strong? You feel lean? Feel good? Maybe try the supplement I take every day, M-Drive. Start it, and it's got powerful ingredients backed by science. Helps keep me energized, strong, lean. We got a life to live, and we want to feel good doing it. Got to go after it. Attack it. So how do you feel? Ready to try M-Drive? Go to mdrivedan.com. You get free shipping, and it's 60-day money-back guarantee. Or you can find M-Drive at Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Vitamin Shop. And when you go to mdrivedan.com, there's a lot of different things that they have there for you. But start out. Try the supplement there. Energy, strength, drive. It works for me. It can work for you. Go to mdrivedan.com, mdrivedan.com. So don't let age beat you. Make sure you refind your prime with the great folks at M-Drive, mdrivedan.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy, or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Got some Deshaun Watson news. I'll have that for you coming up in a moment. We were talking about the best-selling offensive lineman jerseys. Now, is this of all time or is this currently? I think there's a front row, back row bet here. Paulie and McLovin. Yes, Paulie.
Yeah, I looked around a little bit, and if you go to the Colts, Indianapolis Colts shop, the first jersey that you can buy there is Carson Wentz, and then it's Darius Leonard, their star middle linebacker. And then it goes Quentin Nelson.
Love Quentin.
All-pro offensive lineman. My bet is Quentin Nelson is currently the highest-selling offensive lineman jersey.
You know why I would say no? Is because the Steelers have an offensive lineman who was in the military, Villanueva, right?
So he shot up to number 30 overall in 2018 when he did not run out for the national anthem. He was like number one week.
Okay.
So that was a fluke. I don't know. I don't even know if he's still there, by the way. He was a... But he has been high sales, but it could easily be Nelson now. But he definitely was a rare, huge spike. 30 is very high. He's like among like pro bowlers. So I'll double check. I'm curious.
I'm trying to think if there's anybody. Well, they should have a list there, ranking. Yeah, Seton.
What about Bakhtiari from the Packers, David Bakhtiari?
That's a great guess. They love their offensive linemen.
They love their offensive linemen.
And then he just went to the Chargers.
Which means his jerseys
he'll
will
get more
right, greater sales.
Great call.
I pull up some lists and it's all they don't go low enough. It's all quarterbacks. It's like I can't find one yet that gets into the depths.
Let me give you an update here. I want to make sure that I give credit. Jabari Young is reporting this from CNBC that Nike is suspending their relationship with Deshaun Watson. And he says, it's starting. Nike tells me that they have suspended their endorsement with Deshaun Watson over sexual misconduct allegations. Suspending is different than we are terminating. But you're not going to have any commercials. He's not going to be featured in anything and not going to get paid. So you're suspending your partnership with Deshaun Watson. Yes, Paul.
I already saw some response to this. Is I don't know what other deals Deshaun Watson has, but what usually happens is they call the other endorsement places and say, what is your response now that Nike is out?
Yeah.
And it usually steamrolls.
And you had two women who came forward and were identified, because up until this point, we knew that there were just there was a number of women. And so it feels like it's a he said, he said with the two lawyers, or a she said, he said with Deshaun Watson's lawyer, with the accuser, the accused. But trying to figure this out, as I said, you know, I don't want to try to try this on this show, being respectful to, you know, how serious this is. But it's April. And I view this from the prism of football. You know, Carolina was really interested in Deshaun Watson. And if this did not come up, then I think Carolina would have continued to try to kind of chip away at the Texans. As far as Deshaun Watson, you know, it's too early to put him on the commissioner's exempt list, because you put him on, then how do you take him off, or when can you take him off? But, you know, you're just trying to – I mean, it's a legal battlefield here that you're trying to navigate just to sort this out, just to understand exactly what's going on and what this means for Deshaun Watson's future as a football player. And a former player told me, when you find somebody who is a masseuse, you hold on dearly to that person because they are your lifeline. They make you ready to be able to play. They're so important when you find that one. Rusty Harden, who's Deshaun Watson's attorney, said, I have 18 masseuses who worked with Deshaun Watson, and they said nothing inappropriate happened. Well, it caused a red flag for this former player who said, who has 40 of these, you know, massage therapists? That doesn't strengthen your case. That doesn't help your case. That's like, what is going on? You find one. This former player still has the same massage therapist, and he's been out of the league for probably 8 to 10 years. You need these people. They're professionals. It's not, hey, I'll just get one. I'll fly one in. If you have 40 of these, if that's what the number is, that's where it's a red flag. And it's a flag, red flag from a former player who said, it just doesn't make any sense. Nobody has that. Nobody does that. Does it make him guilty? This is all of the court of public appearance here. That's all the court of public opinion. But it feels like it makes him untradeable. And that's the part of this that we've tried to cover here. And it felt like Carolina was going to go all in on Deshaun Watson. Couldn't get him. Like, if you look, and I brought this up with Sam Darnold. I said he could be the domino because if San Francisco doesn't go to three, they, I think, would trade for Sam Darnold. If Carolina was able to trade for Deshaun Watson, then they don't bring in Sam Darnold. So you have all of these things that are attached, and you don't think that, boy, that could be the reason why this team does this or doesn't do that. And that's what bears watching here. Does Carolina take a quarterback if one is available at eight? Now, I don't think so, but I've heard that somebody said don't rule that out. I don't believe that. Because that could be just saying, hey, if you're Denver, you want a quarterback, you got to go in front of us to try to get your quarterback. And it feels like there are a couple of teams. You know, New England has been really quiet. And I'll go back to what I said. This is, a couple of weeks ago. I still thought and still think New England is eyeing a way to get up there. Because in the last couple of drafts, New England has had high grades on some of these quarterbacks, including Baker Mayfield. And, Cam Newton is temporary. Like one more year, maybe. Jared Stidham's not the future. This is Bill Belichick. Doesn't seem like he's on the clock retiring. Okay, so who's your quarterback? You know, say what you want about Seattle and Pete Carroll. And at his age, he still has Russell Wilson. And that's a big advantage over Bill Belichick having Cam Newton right now. Even though I don't think Russ ends his career there, he still has him there. Bill Belichick with Cam Newton is not going to be as much of a Super Bowl threat as Seattle will, as long as Russell Wilson is there, in my opinion. Yeah, McLevin.
I heard a good point by our friend Dan Graziano at ESPN. The Patriots have no history of drafting a quarterback in the first round.
Yeah.
You know, Belichick's never done it. He's had Tom Brady for 20 years. Why would he?
Yes.
So you can't really judge anything. You don't know what the Patriots are going to do.
No. But I don't rule that. It feels like this is a different New England Patriot philosophy. They spent a lot of money in free agency. Now what do you do in the draft? And can you move up? And who do you want? No, Justin Fields. Trey Lance, can you get them? I watched Kyle Trask Pro Day. You know, is that somebody who's going to intrigue one of these GMs to go, we might be able to get this guy at the end of the first round or second round? You know, I saw where the Saints, Sean Payton, oh, he really likes it. Like, I don't believe in any of that stuff. When somebody says, you know who, Sean Payton really likes Kyle Trask. I wouldn't tell you anything. I would never say, boy, I really like this guy. And just, there's no advantage. Yeah, Paulie.
But the Patriots don't really do that. They don't go up.
I know.
I think in the draft,
they always go down.
The highest they've drafted a quarterback in the past generation was Garoppolo with a second round, 64th pick, almost a third rounder. They took guys like, Brady was obviously sixth round. I don't know if you heard that. He was sixth round.
Oh, he was?
Yeah. But like Rohan Davey, Cliff Kingsbury, Matt Castle, Ryan Mallett, Jacoby Brissett, Jarrett Stidham. They took all those guys in third round or deeper. They've never gone the other way, which means, of course, they're going to do that.
Darren Revelle, a Sports Business Reporter, says that an offensive lineman likely has never been in the top 200 sales in a single year for jerseys. Yes, McLovin.
Yeah, I had a report in USA Today that one year Villanueva got to 30.
Yeah.
We could ask Darren about that, but it's a rare. I just had the top 50 list from NFLPA, and you're Aaron Donald's number 50. You still have big stars, so it's a long way down. Quarterbacks are very high. Yeah, like even Nick Foles was a top 50. Nick Foles and Gardner Minshew are top 50. But you buy the quarterback jersey.
Yes. Yeah, Paulie.
But wouldn't it be a lot safer to buy a nice Colts Quentin Nelson jersey and you could wear it for 10 years? You know, if you bought a Carson Wentz jersey, what are you doing in Philly now? You using it to work on your car?
I don't know. It feels like you can celebrate a little bit more when you're wearing the jersey of a skill position player. When they do something, like you feel like you did something instead of Quentin Nelson with a block, and you're like, yeah, yes, yes. Wait, we only got 4 yards. But did you see that block? Like, you don't get to celebrate if Julio Jones has a great grab. Yeah, Paul.
But if you pick up, like, an Emmanuel Sanders jersey, wide receiver, he's on a new team every year. Brandon Cooks is on three teams every year.
Yeah. Yes, McLovin.
I found one other popular one. Joe Thomas was popular in Cleveland, which makes a lot of sense.
Well, there was nothing else in Cleveland.
And he was outstanding. So that's one who might have cracked sales at some point.
Deshaun Watson deals with the following. Nike, Beats headphones, Gillette, Miller Lite, Rocket Mortgage, Samsung, Verizon, and more. And all it takes is the first one. Now, Nike is just suspending its relationship, partnership with him. But then I wonder, now you start to call the other companies here and say, well, what are you doing with Deshaun Watson? You put pressure on them, and then that's where you're going to find out if these sponsors are going to stay with Deshaun Watson. All right, we'll take a break. Let me get to Evan in Ohio, and then we'll take a break. Got our play of the day coming up. Next hour, Bubba Watson will join us from Augusta. Hey, Evan.
Hey, you guys stole my thunder. I wanted to call about Joe Thomas. Any fall Sunday in Ohio, no matter where you are, could be a tailgate, could be a grocery store, could be your church service, you'll find multiple Joe Thomas jerseys. If Baker is Cleveland's Jesus, Joe is Cleveland's God, an omnipresent force bringing Browns fans together through a tumultuous decade.
All right. Well, thank you, Evan. Well said there. Well said. But then you find some of these franchises where you can't go wrong if you're a Browns fan and you have Brian Sipe, because he's still Brian Sipe and he played for the Cleveland Browns. You have a Kenny Anderson jersey in Cincinnati. Like, nobody can argue with that. You know, Kenny Anderson's retired and you don't have to worry about him playing for another team. But yeah, it feels like it's a little transitional when it comes to buying jerseys with these guys. I always feel bad for the guy who buys a jersey and you realize that guy's not there any longer. But you got to fly the team colors. Yeah, Paul.
Did you get one as a kid?
No.
Bengals jersey? Was there one you wanted that you couldn't get? Because they're hard to get when they're expensive.
Yeah, my parents didn't have the money to get me a jersey.
But was there one that you would have said, that's it, that's the one I want?
It wouldn't have been a Cincinnati Bengal.
Another team?
Yeah.
Like Lance Allworth or something?
I love the Chargers uniforms. When I first saw them in person, I just thought, oh my God, that's the best jersey uniform I've ever seen. But juxtapose that with the Cincinnati Bengal jerseys. Like, if you could have said, hey, let's get something that's really boring, muted, ugly. Hey, you did it. Congratulations, the Cincinnati Bengals jerseys. Yes, Paul, Fritzy?
Would you have worn a makeshift jersey? Sometimes I remember growing up, like, if it's too expensive, you get the little decals, and you go to the mall or something, and they can steam some numbers and letters on a shirt in the colors of your favorite team, and it looks pretty pathetic, but it's something.
I remember going to, it was like a place you could buy factory rejects of shirts, T-shirts, and jerseys. And I bought an Archie Manning New Orleans Saints number 8 jersey.
That's awesome.
And it was, you know, the ones that had the holes in it, you know, real small holes in it. And it was really heavy. And I wore that thing in the backyard all the time, playing quarterback. And I loved Archie Manning only because that jersey was there. I mean, that jersey could have been, who knows, Kenny Stabler, and I would have loved Kenny Stabler, but I had Archie Manning's jersey, and I loved that. He's one of my favorite players growing up. Never, you know, they didn't win anything. He was great at Ole Miss. I think finished second in the Heisman. Yeah, Paul.
Man, you got to find that. You got to.
I don't think I have that.
That'd be so legit.
No, I don't think so.
You remember the painful Ron Jaworski story when I was a child and I asked my mom for a Walter Payton jersey.
Yeah, but at least you were getting a new jersey.
It was expensive, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you had a Corvette growing up with T-tops.
Oh, yeah. Still didn't help with the girls, though.
Well, imagine me. Six kids, no car, no money, acne. Skinny, weighed 150 pounds.
Play basketball, though.
Yeah, I know, but that, you know. The only way to stop me was with a handgun. Yes, Seton.
If I can just go quickly back to David Bakhtiari. Yeah. I know we're all waiting for an update. One good news, Packer fans. He's still with the Packers.
Oh.
Which is good news. But somebody pointed out on Twitter that another reason for his high jersey sales that we imagine is his number.
Okay.
Which makes any jersey an instant winner.
You'd think that Gronk would want that jersey.
Accurate. Yeah.
Wait, who went to the Chargers? Their center.
Lindley.
Lindley went there, but why did I think Bakhtiari was not there anymore?
I don't know, but stand down,
okay.
Green Bay.
Okay, I apologize. I apologize. Yes, McLovin.
Yeah, they seem to lose like the J.C. Tretters. And Lindley. Every year they lose a random interior guard. And then we have him on the show for some random reason.
Was there another Packer lineman who's on the Chargers?
Oh, yeah, they did. They signed the other guy. A good guy. We were talking about, like a star.
Johnson, I think his name was.
No.
No.
Bulaga?
Bulaga, yeah
there you go. There. Okay. All right, so I wasn't that far off.
They got Lindley this year. And
starts
Bulaga
with a B, ends with a vowel, plays lineman. Okay, I'm not that far off.
If you're an All-American lineman at Wisconsin, you almost have to go. It's like territorial. You have to go to the Packers for a couple of years.
Let's take a break. We got our play of the day coming up. We'll settle on our poll question right after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm John Middlecoff, and I host the 3 and Out podcast. Do you like football? Do you like the NFL? Do you like the NFL draft? Quarterbacks, coaches? Well, I talk about it all on the show. I used to work for Andy Reid as a scout. Now I give you my unfiltered and raw opinions on everything that goes on in the NFL. And you know we're talking college football because of how important the draft is year-round. Listen to the 3 and Out podcast with me, John Middlecoff, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18
plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Oh my God.
The play. Of the day.
Runner left, I got it!
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
And Mookie swings, hits a drive to left center field. And deep, this ball back, it is gone, a home run! Mookie Betts with his first long ball of the season. And the Dodgers lead it 5-1.
Courtesy of AM 570, LA Sports Dodgers Radio Network, our good friends. Mookie Betts, first home run of the season. Dodgers 15-1 in games when Mookie is homered, including the postseason, winning the last 15 after that loss July 31st. By the way, the Dodgers lost on opening day, and Clayton Kershaw didn't look good, and all of a sudden people are going, oh, it's going to be a World Series hangover. They've won five in a row. Play of the day brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Vans. They go far beyond from their customization options, cutting-edge tech, five-star sales service, financial support crew. Mercedes-Benz Vans, built, equipped, engineered to be ready for anything. Go the extra mile, taking the all-important first step into an authorized dealership today. By the way, you can send in your photo of you and your DP Show gear on the newsletter. You sign up for the newsletter, send it in, put in your birth date, and we will include you in the calendar when that'll come out around Christmas time. Yes, Paulie?
A couple people on the Twitter asked if Brett Favre sent a picture in for 10-10-69.
Well, Favre would have to have DP Show gear.
Right, which he probably does.
I don't know if he does.
Because you know that date is reserved.
Well, I said that if somebody sends in a picture and they share our birthday, they trump us. They get to take that spot on the calendar.
Really?
Yes.
But that's a special day. Same month, same day, same year?
You would have to prove that it was the exact year, too. And even then.
If Brett Favre has DP Show gear and he sends in a photo.
That would be the only one that I would be comfortable with. But anyone else, I would have a very. It's got to be like the free space on the bingo card. The 10-10, I think.
No, it's not. If we have a listener who's born on 10-10, 10-10 wins.
I think they need to prove that it was 1969 specifically. I know what you did.
Okay.
10-10 wins. All news all the time. It's very popular radio.
You guys had a New York exclusive joke yesterday, and I was like, nobody beats the Wiz.
Yeah.
All right, I let you get away with that. 10-10 wins. But in your case, 10-10 loses.
Fine.
Yes, McLovin.
Is there any DP Show gear that's copper fit, like a copper fit? Because I think he only wears copper infused clothing now, from what I heard. Okay. Or Wranglers at his backyard game.
Yeah, Paul.
Also born on Fritzy's birthday, if he wants Fritzy's spot, Dale Earnhardt Jr. And I think we could get him to send a picture.
That would be great.
He has gear.
Yeah. I should reach out to Junior.
Send Junior a gift pass.
See if he wants to be on the calendar. But first come, first serve. On the date of your birthday. And if somebody comes in and there's five people on 10-10, it's the first person who sends in their gear. John Smoltz wants to send in some DP Show gear. He can take my spot. Or George Brett, Emmett Smith. If those guys want to, then they can have my spot on the calendar. That's the way it works, Todd. First come, first serve.
That seems fair.
Okay. Thank you. McLovin, did we settle on a poll question?
We sure didn't. And now our Twitter feed is filled with, hey, where do you think kickers rank on the jersey sales?
When have you seen somebody with a kicker's jersey on?
This person says there's a lot of Vinatieri's around.
Okay. Hall of Famer.
Yeah, that's one.
Okay. Like Sebastian Janikowski?
Yeah, that's a good one. Philly has a lot of David Akers jerseys.
Justin Tucker? Justin Tucker in Baltimore? Yes, he.
Should we pick an offensive lineman and just sort of champion their cause for the season and see if we can get them in the top 200?
Oh, yeah. Like, find one of a middling offensive lineman for a random team.
Well, why not Penny Sewell, the Oregon lineman?
Oh, he actually could be on his own. It's got a great name, Penny Sewell.
Yeah.
We have Penny the dog.
Yeah, we have Penny the dog. Now we have Penny the football player. Maybe some Penny biscuits there.
It'd be fun.
Yeah. Yes, Todd.
That kicker, that's a tough jersey to wear because the number of times someone kicks a field goal and a lot of times it's meaningless. Once in a while, maybe it's a game-winning kick. But the prospect of your kicker and you're wearing that and they miss a last-second kick, an extra point or a field goal, is so much worse walking around at the stadium with that.
Yeah, Paul.
If I were Justin Tucker of the Ravens and I didn't want to be recognized, I'd walk around in my jersey. Can you imagine Justin Tucker going to the mall with his own jersey on? Mm-hmm. People are like, hey, man. No, they would never think that he would wear his jersey.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of, like, a punter. Like, Pat McAfee. Was there a big groundswell in Indianapolis for McAfee?
Probably.
I mean, character. And he was very good.
He did that onside kick thing a couple times.
Yeah. Like, Reggie Roby.
Yeah, he wore the watch.
Yeah.
That was great.
Well, he could for hang time.
He wore a digital watch during a football game.
How did they let him do that?
He had a scarf, too.
Well, Bubba wears that $400,000 watch. Richard Mille or whatever. He wears that every time he plays. He'll join us coming up. We'll get to more phone calls as well. Also, Scott Drew, the Baylor head coach. Final hour, Dan Patrick Show. Close out first hour with Sleep Number. My Sleep Number setting is 100. You got to try this bed. Now, you got to find out about your Sleep Number, Sleep IQ technology. Also, you're going to find out that you're going to get almost 100 hours more proven quality sleep per year if you're using that Sleep Number 360 smart bed. Yeah, they got science to back that up. A good night's sleep that helps boost your immunity, improve recovery, increase energy. There's other tips. Go to bed, wake up at the same time, even on weekends. Your sleep pattern is going to be better if it's more consistent. Dim the lights, bright lights, especially in the evening. Keep the body alert. Room temperature 65, 66, 67 degrees. Ideal for quality sleep. Also, set a daily caffeine cutoff. You know, you don't want to do it too late in the day. Caffeine hinders our ability to fall asleep. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Introducing the new Sleep Number 360 C4 Smart Bed. Queen mattresses now $1,499. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/Patrick.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.